to me. WSRadio.com.
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good at the Christian Water Cooler.
Welcome back to the Christian Water Cooler, part of the Christian Water Cooler Radio Network, with your hosts, Bill Gruber and Kaz Taylor.
So the question for today is, why is it important for Christians to understand what's going on in this world? Well, I'm Bill Gruber with co-host Kaz Taylor, and our guest's name is Arthur, and he uses the medium of email to publish a daily spiritual headlines.
It's a news release, kind of.
Yeah, a news release that is gathering great interest and readership. In fact, his address for this is headlines@spiritualheadlines.com, and I just signed up for it today because Cass has been getting it, not forwarding it to me.
Well,
you should have forwarded it to me.
Now I should.
Now I'm going to get my own copy.
I repent.
So, Arthur, welcome again, and please, if you would, tell us why you think today's headlines are so vital in these times.
Well, if you're not tapped in, how are you going to know what to pray for? If we don't find out about media blackouts, are very common. The devil orchestrates them, or it's just plain stupidity, or you chalk it up to whatever. But you know, if that which is not for the Lord, just by stumbling and by virtue of indifference or apathy or whatever, can be against the Lord.
Yep.
What do we know? What do we know? How many people will it take to effect change? First of all, we constantly say this. There's an introduction in each daily spiritual headline, a preface that says, you step into the gap, you can influence the Lord. The Lord may be leaning one way, and because of your passion for something, because of your perspective, and because of his love for us as parent to a child, that may soften his heart and change the course that was going to be taken. The decisions that are rendered are subject to the people crying out for justice, for mercy, for action.
I know one thing. I realize that God is, you know, his wisdom has given us a tremendous amount of prayer authority that we can pray and intercede. And the Bible talks about, if Elijah, being a man as we are, could pray and, you know, stop the rain and things like that, how much more we on the other side of the cross through Jesus Christ and empowered by the Holy Spirit. We have power in our prayers, and what God wants us to do is to be in tune with what's going on in his kingdom and see what the enemy's kingdom is doing and pray God's kingdom into it.
Look, for instance, a lot of Christians are not in favor of the current presidential administration, for example, and we try to be completely impartial and, in fact,
yes,
speak when things are not being done right, such as with this abortion, which is an issue which is very, very obvious, but also when things are being done good. And one thing that caught a lot of readers by surprise, for instance, was the fact that – it's a fact – that the inauguration coverage was seen by over 4 billion people, and there were key moments where Jesus Christ was being praised to people in all different countries. What do you say? It beat out the previous ratings record was 2.5 billion for the death of Princess Di. So we're talking about an incredible movement of the Spirit, and it would be very poor on the part of Christians to not recognize that.
Do you feel led to the headlines that you feel God wants you to report on?
Oh, absolutely. It's like a divining rod, you know. And I think in much the same way, you know how you had tax collectors that were writing segments of the Gospels. You had doctors that were writing segments of the Gospels. I come from a very creative background in filmmaking and theater. I love comic books. I love video games. I'm a person of the world. I'm a journalist first and foremost. I don't want to classify myself as somebody holier than thou. It's not about that. It's not about me. But the things that I find interesting today, for example, in one of the headlines from today, and this is a great example of how it doesn't look like it's related on the surface. Somebody from a Christian emphasis website did a critique of the video game Prince of Persia that's available for Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. So whose demographic is that all about? We're talking about things of the presidential administration. We're talking about things that interest me that may not interest somebody older, somebody who's not into video games, but so definitely it's like a divining rod. I'm moving to different articles and different things, and I thrive off of finding stuff that doesn't have stuff. You know, you imagine the person going, hey, Have you played Prince of Persia? Have you? Or hey, did you see the inauguration? You know, they'll have more power to talk with a little bit more education.
Which really launches into the question that I wanted to ask too, Arthur, and that is, do you think that the fact that you have a good foundation in God's Word really helps you when you see something, you hear a key phrase or something like that in the headlines, you go, your spiritual computer goes, whoa, there are scripture applications to this. And I mean, I guess my question is the value of scriptural understanding and how do you apply scripture sometimes when you see an article?
Psalm 112:7, he will have no fear of bad news. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. The bad news can become good news. The bad news starts out just terrible, awful. But trials are the blessings. If you're going through unemployment, if all hell is breaking loose, if you lost your job, if you broke up with your boyfriend, your girlfriend, if you don't have a dime on you, it's very important. I made a change recently to the preface of what we were sending out to say, hey, you've got to increase the praise, especially during the tough times and during the bad times, because that's what the devil wants. He wants to disrupt your friendship and your relationship with God. Don't curse God when things are going bad. That's the worst possible thing. Or ignore God or blame God. You say, you know, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed is the name of the Lord.
That's good, Arthur. You know, one of my favorite verses, and I use it in times when I'm perplexed and I think things are going against me, is the Bible says in the book of Job that God turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. So, you know, some of the key to my answers, the difficulties that I'm experiencing and the need for maybe resources or different things being into my life, I realize that God's strategy is you pray God's blessing on other people, and he will restore you.
You know, that's very good, Kaz. I mean, I know times where I've walked through the valleys, you know, and as Christians, we get hills and we get valleys. And you know, it's the easiest when you're at the deepest of depths of a valley to just ignore God. God, you're not being fair with me, and I'm not going to talk and whatever. Mm-hmm. But I have found that he can wait longer than me. And so eventually I'll start returning to him in prayer and thanksgiving. And I look back and say, well, wow, this is, I can see what God did here, you know?
Exactly. And Arthur, I think you have a real sensitivity to that so that you know how to, when a piece of news comes out, you know how to at least give the illustration of how God might work in the midst of that. I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you very much. If we only think that God is on one side of stories, he's not. There are people that are being right now influenced by the devil that can be thrown off them. They can see the light of day. People who are against, for instance, the workings of the current presidential administration, we should step into the gap and pray that their hearts are changed, that their hearts are softened. You can make a difference. The scripture says from Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed. Well, what are we doing when you get the news stories that we talk about Darfur? We talk about areas, pockets of distress where there's strongholds by Satan. You don't even know that those stories are there. And then suddenly you do. And then you're like, oh, no, God, I can't stand for that. I want minds to change. I want more good in this world, and I want less bad in this world.
And he intercedes. And, you know, one of the scriptures that drives me, too, is that which the enemy means for evil, God shall use for your good. And when you realize all the news that's out there, God is pretty, in a godly way, mischievous. He's going, you know, you think this is a bad thing. Let me show you how I'm going to turn this for good. And guess who gets the glory in the midst of that?
Amen.
It's he.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking with Arthur, and again, the website... Actually, not a website, but the address to begin receiving this wonderful evangelism tool, actually, is
Spiritual Headlines.
Headlines at spiritualheadlines.com. And as Arthur said at the beginning of the program, it's kind of a viral thing. It's been in a good way. Yeah, it's you know, people are passing it on to their friends, and it's kind of a subtle way to evangelize in these last days.
Yeah.
Put God to the test. If you know, people sometimes, some Christians will say, well, don't put God to the test. And I say, if you have not concretely felt the presence of God in your life, why not?
That's
what
right.
do you have to lose?
That's right, and he's up to the task. You know, he can handle that. He's God.
Amen.
So, you know, we're going to talk with Arthur Moore. We've got some more fun things to talk about and some things that are maybe change the way you look at the news and your future. So we're delighted about that. Bill?
Yeah, interesting. This is a great conversation, Arthur. We appreciate you being with us today. Stay with us and find out what godly lessons you can learn by observing a day in the life of a spiritual news gatherer. This is the Christian Water Cooler, broadcasting from WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WS Radio.
The worldwide leader in Internet talk.
If you or someone you know really babies their car, motorcycle, boat, or RV, do we have the product for you? Never Wax Again, with the very same paint sealant that new car dealers charge hundreds of dollars for at a fraction of the cost, now available direct to consumers. See the amazing results at www.paintprotectionspecialist.com. Whether restoring an older oxidized vehicle or protecting a new one, the PPS paint sealant may be applied with an orbital polisher or by hand. Best of all, we offer this simple but ironclad guarantee. If this is not the best product you or your loved one has ever used, we will refund your money, including shipping, and you do not need to return the product. Why would we offer such a guarantee? Because the product is that good. See for yourself at www.paintprotectionspecialist.com. That's paintprotectionspecialist.com. It makes the perfect gift.
If you're a professional photographer looking for a complete solution for selling your photos on the internet, you need to check out morephotos.com. With morephotos.com, you have a complete arsenal of tools to add your own photos to the front page, create a huge portfolio or gallery section to show what you can do, and even advertise your products, services, and prices. From viewing to sales, you will increase your productivity and your customer satisfaction. You'll be able to protect your photos from theft with watermarks, create different price lists for different events, build a database of your customers for mass mailings, Christmas card lists, or satisfaction follow-up. Do you want to personalize your products for your customers and skyrocket your sales? No problem. Morephotos.com can do it. You'll have everything you need to create a professional-looking website and collect the money without having to become a web designer or a programmer. Find out more by logging on to morephotos.com.
John, look here. Charlie's company's in the news again.
Great. How's he get all that publicity?
I don't know, but you better find out his secret.
It's no secret. Countless articles in the media are generated by press releases, and Charlie knows to put his releases on PR Newswire. PR Newswire gives your business or association the greatest chance of getting press coverage by delivering your news electronically to major media like the Associated Press, Reuters, and Bloomberg, and to more than 3,600 websites like Google, MSN, and Yahoo, where millions can see your press release immediately. PR Newswire is teamed up with WS Radio to offer a free PR toolkit with press release writing tips and distribution information. Plus, WS Radio listeners get a free 12-month membership to PR Newswire, valued at $125. Visit freeprtools.com and join PR Newswire today. That's freeprtools.com.
If you're an eBay seller who wants to save time and grow your business, then check out Indicia.com. Indicia Internet Postage lets you print shipping labels for all your USPS parcels using just a PC, an internet connection, and a standard printer. Hidden postage, free delivery confirmation on priority mail, online package lookup from any PC, print shipping labels directly from popular software like Zuvi, Andale, Vindio, and others. Insure your packages without going to the post office and save up to 75%. Send mail all over the world, from Abu Dhabi to Zimbabwe. Indicia's international mail advisor takes all the guesswork out. From rates, restrictions, to customs forms. No need to stand in line at the post office. Have packages picked up right from your office or home. Visit us at www.endicia.com. That's E-N-D-I-C-I-A.com. We can save you time and money with every shipment you make.